CKUW 95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Not funny, but it's not funny. There's no but. Wonderful, Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan. It's June. Lots of interesting kind of things to talk about. Interesting for me. Jody and I went on a date last night and saw Backrooms. Was that last night? It was last night. Yeah, we saw Backrooms. It was amazing. She told me about this creepypasta thing when we started dating, and I kind of went down the rabbit hole before I realized that a lot of people have their own lore of the Backrooms, and the one that I wanted to really focus on was the one that was made by Kane Parson, which ended up becoming a movie in that universe that he created on YouTube, and phenomenal. And we also got Wicked Seats. Popcorn, way overpriced, also super delicious, worth it. I got a bunch of CDs in the mail from Japan, from Suzanne Studios, and I ripped all of them, and I thought I brought them with me, but I only got a couple of these new releases on my drive. Next time I'm back, I'll play more of them for you. They're really great, weird, synthy, minimal post-punk from the 80s. Whether or not that's going to be next week, I don't know. We are having construction happening at CKUW, and they're saying that after June 8th, after Monday, we won't have access to the studio. Apparently, we have a satellite studio opening up, but I don't know when that's happening. I know I'm going to sign up for training so I could do this, because they're giving us 4 to 6 weeks that CKUW proper is going to be shut down. And it would be really weird not doing the show for a month and a half. COVID's over, damn it. We don't have to not have live radio. Let me collect my thoughts. That was way too abrupt. I had a request, and it was just to play a nice song for Jody to start her day tomorrow, because she's smartly, unlike me, gone to bed at a decent hour. So this one's for you. You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. You're on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah. your dick. Bump it. Call me. I'll be over quick fast.
Stop.
You're listening to The Wonderful and Frightening World. Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm acclimatized. I'm ready to go without getting sick. Jay Retard with Searching for You. Gary Malkin with the extended theme from Unsolved Mysteries. Jodes, you can take whichever one of those you want as a actually, there's a song that I picked, and I forgot that I picked it for you, so we'll get there. Miklos Rosa with Gypsy Eyes, the theme song from the film The Power. Blues Explosion with Rattling, and Nichelle Nichols with You're Out of This World. Was it Lieutenant Uhura? Is she a lieutenant? Command? No. Uhura. Yep. I need to watch the original series again. And Naked Ray Gun with Backlash Jack from the remastered edition of All Rise. So a couple of weeks ago, I was on eBay. I had just finished tutoring my friend Paul in audio synthesis at Video Pool. He got a artist in residence thing. So we were in the music, the AV room, and they had the video glitched toy that everyone who does that kind of video art drools over, the Roland V4 video mixer. And my friend JD's got one, and he says when we hang out, like, we'll get together and maybe I'll get to play with it. It's a cool little toy. And they had another thing from a company called Videonix, and it was a color corrector. And it's by a company called Videonix, and a lot of Videonix stuff online goes for pretty cheap, except for this one thing. It can really adjust, saturate, or dull colors. You can do split screen stuff. You can select specific colors on the screen and adjust the sensitivity so you're only affecting one color. So I go on eBay while I'm here at the radio station, and I sort cheapest to most expensive, and I see a couple of things that look interesting. Things that can overlay text on the screen, things that can do cool wipes, and this video color mixer thing. And I threw in a ton of lowball offers. So like one text editor was $50. I threw in an offer for $15. Something else was $100. I throw in an offer for $40. $60, throw in an offer for $25. Wake up in the morning after the show, and I have 4 offer accepted emails from eBay. So I had to pay for all these things, but it still costs less than half of what one of these V4s go for in the used market. So the first one showed up today, and it's SEMA Edit 4. And I think it's I think they did an Edit 2, an Edit 3, and an Edit 4, and the 4 is the big kahuna. And I read the manual. I haven't plugged it in. This weekend is when I'm going to get to it. But it's got a section of 9 different wipe shapes. So like top corner from each side, the bottom corner from both sides, left to right, right to left, or like a circle star wipe. And you can reverse all of these effects. So that, I guess that makes for 18 different video wipes. But I read the manual, and you can actually select multiple wipes to do crazy shapes and patterns and reverse them and adjust the speed. You can kind of play this thing like a synthesizer on its own to get some really crazy stuff. So with these cheap analog editing toys that I'm getting, I'm going to be able to just do some pretty wild stuff. Jody's been learning how to use the Korg Entrancer, so when I play live, she's going to basically paint glitches on me with the camera and projector aiming at me, and we're going to do some cool video feedback stuff. But the more toys that I get, the way different ways I can route these video glitchy processors and just get some really wild effects. And I'm really excited to start being less lazy consuming other people's content and being more just proactive and just making a ton of art at home. I'm turning 40 this year. I've had a lot of death in the last couple of years that, if you're a regular listener, you know. And I feel like I had lunch with my friend Connor today, and he was saying that it's kind of the story arc where I'm in this weird transition between my second and third chapter where I'm, oh, man, I forget how he described it. He's an actual writer, but it's getting into the winter is like when you're dying, but the one before the winter where it's like the, I guess the fall, like I'm not a young man anymore. but I'm at the age where I'm an adult and I can kind of just do what I want and kind of forge my own path. And it resonated with me, and I'm really, really excited for this next chapter of my life. I'm going into my 40th year, the year 2026, as an orphan. I still have a good group of people and family around me, but like my parents are gone, my godmother's gone. I'm going to make a ton of art. I wish that they could see it, but for comfort's sake, I believe that they're still all around me and they're always with me, and they're going to see all this cool stuff that I'm going to do. And I'll put it up online so other people can see what I'm doing as well. That being said, this is Data 70 looping behind me. It's one of my favorite CDs in my collection, especially just for putting on behind my voice when I'm doing radio for you, because it just sounds like almost a seamless, perfect background curtain. Next up on The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan, we're going to hear some Acid Mother's Temple. I've been adding them to my database at home and remembering all of these old Acid Mother's Temple songs that I used to play for you, whether it was on Dream Weapon or Radio Schizophrenia. But today on The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan, this is Hello Eskimo, or Polyhedric MU. Stay tuned for a more wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan.
with the cold eyes of Judas on him.
His head began to spin.
Could you please not stare at me like that, he said. It's just my foolish pride. It's a man must leave me alone. This is no place to hide.
Right, stop that!
Well, Judas, he has written said mine. I'll leave you here. Shall I hurry up and choose which those bills you want before they all disappear? I'm going to start my making right now. Just tell me where you live.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Next, as Gordy and Renee
take a cab back through the corridors of their life.
They are fading off into the distance in all directions. A nameless fear
heavily shackled and unresisting. It is intermission, suddenly, and all the lights go on. They both stand paralyzed with shame, and the only thing that they can think of is to run in their panic. This adds further to their humiliation. Let us get down to the crux of the story. Do not let your heart refuse to admit it. You still remember the thrill you felt from the last kiss. This is the end of romance and the beginning of love. Do you understand that Gordy and Renee were both too young when they got married? They had just gotten home from work. Somehow I found a taxi and mumbled the name of the hospital to the driver. Please don't turn me off.
That was one of my favorite dudes from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, John Baker, with the Radio Nottingham identification sound. Intersystems from Toronto with Kaleidoscope, Sweet Impossible Dreams from their self-titled debut album, Intersystems. Core Blower, originally from Winnipeg, I think, with the Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest from their album Bulgaria. Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Paraiso UFO with Hello Eskimo or Polyhedral MU or Mu, depending on which pressing you get. We have a database here at the radio station called Orange CD Database. When I started here at the station, it was a paid program, and now it's freeware. What's going on here? Now it's freeware, and I did pay a bit of money for it back when it came out. When my hard drive crashed and my computer died, I lost my entire database and I lost about half of my music. So I'm currently re-ripping all my music. And then when I don't want to be ripping stuff, I just take stacks of CDs that I already have digitized and I add that stuff to my database because it's just popping it in there. It does a quick scan for all the times, the track times and all that stuff. So currently I am adding all of my Acid Mother's Temple CDs to my database. And I was on the Acid Mother's Temple Reddit page and people were doing the dick measuring of who's got the most Acid Mother's Temple releases. I don't have the most, but I do have about 113 Acid Mother's Temple CDs. And so far I've got about 70 of them in my database. I still have to find high-res covers for most of them, but the information is there. And I'm re-falling in love, remembering why I love the Acid Mother's Temple. And I'm glad that I have all that early stuff, because Acid Mother's Temple, they're cranking out albums on Bandcamp, but it's just a lot of live stuff, and it's a lot of the same song over and over again. It's kind of turning into like a Grateful Dead thing, where I don't need 80 versions of Dark Star. I don't need 80 versions of Pink Lady Lemonade or what's another one that they do all the time? Pink Lady Lemonade is the one that I remember off the top of my head, but I've got a lot of their live albums and it's kind of the same centerpiece that they always go back to. I guess it's just an easy thing to kind of jam off of. That being said, that one, Hello Eskimo or Polyhedral Mew, was originally released on a very limited band-made CDR and was added as a bonus track to the expanded reissue of 41st Century Splendid Man Returns. There's so much Acid Mother's Temple I'd love to play for you, but if I just played Acid Mother's Temple for my show, I could probably fill up 2 years worth of programming with just Acid Mother's Temple, and I think it would melt your brains. And I don't want to do that because I care about you. I care about all of you. It is time for our compulsory can here at the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. Band that I love dearly. My friend Eric Tonsiger in high school was a big krautrock fan. I was more into the rock and roll. Eric was the guy who got me interested in, when I say world music, I don't mean